The gathering of the flock. On this, the 54,750,737,498th rising of the sun. Those in attendance. Thank you. Meeting agenda. Item 1. Collected grievances of the gross population of birds. Re Homo sapiens. Item 2. Ongoing structuring of the flock. Item 3. New member applications. Item 4. Actions arising from items 1 to 3. Item 5. Vote on actions arising from items 1 to 3. Item 6. The prisoners.
The Flock. Episode 4.
Calm, please. We will get to each item in good time.
Chair birds presiding. Myself, Sea Eagle, for I see everything, legal and otherwise. And my colleague, Ground Eagle.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
But you will soldier on.
I will.
Without further ado, let us begin.
Item 1.
Collected grievances of the gross population of birds. Re Homo sapiens.
The flock has received much correspondence on this matter, for which we will now present a summation.
Our membership is much moved by an accumulation of unjust acts that have been ongoing for a great many sunrises.
Indeed, there is a growing consensus that, as a group, no longer will we accept
the destruction of our homes, expansion into our rarefied spaces, contaminations of our environs, exploitation of our resources, or distortion of our populations.
In the first instance, we know of avian forcibly expelled from their homes.
Illegal.
Or else assaulted in their nests.
Illegal.
We observe towering structures erected directly into our flight paths.
Illegal.
While hulking engines harry us from land, sea, and sky.
Illegal.
We recoil at suffocating matter and grasping liquids dispersed into our waterways.
Illegal.
Alongside noxious vapors released into the very air we breathe.
Illegal.
The list goes on and on and on.
Illegal in all aspects of common negotiated and natural law.
Lest there be any doubt as to the severity and specificity of our complaints, we present Exhibit A.
Puffin, if you will. Puffin, if you will.
Now?
Yes, now.
I'm Exhibit A.
Your testimony is yes.
I didn't realize there'd be quite so many in, attendance.
It is the gathering of the flock. The clue is in the name?
Yes, I suppose so.
And the stage is yours.
Right then.
I'm sat perched by the side of the cliff that the waves keep crashing against. A strange place for a sensitive soul to stow when all of my friends They're flying around. They're swooping up. I'm not looking down. I ain't got much, but it's enough. I don't wanna get out. No, I, oh, I don't wanna get out. Then one day, a dying monster arrived on fire, a terrible sight. As it drowned, its blood spilled dark black, and it turned all the day into night. My friends weren't around, they'd been in the sea, but they couldn't get out. Yeah, they got lost, and it's too much. I just gotta get out.
Thank you, Puffin, I think.
You're welcome.
With further regard to our latter points, we have witnessed soil tilled until it has become barren.
Illegal!
Foodstuffs extracted to excess before a morsel has even reached our gullets.
Also illegal!
We hear from innocent birds plucked from one habitat and set down in another, quite against their will.
Clearly illegal!
Or remote residents that were previously sheltered becoming forced to compete on unequal footing!
Guess what? Illegal!
Sorry. I got a bit carried away there.
Quite so. You have composed yourself?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, within our species, some conflict is necessary, of course.
Some consumption.
But they have moved us out of balance.
Destabilized our immunity.
And then condemn us when they cannot accommodate our forced migrations.
In case there is any remaining question around the bona fides of our arguments, we additionally present Exhibit B. Cassowary?
Ready when you are, my friend.
Please. Please go ahead.
From a place of great humbleness, I will now channel the perspective of the very earth on which we live.
The earth is crying. Oh, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. And if something isn't done by someone, well, you better beware. You better beware.
I am the Earth, and I am unhappy with the current planet shenanigans.
It's unthinkable.
I'll give you my fruits, and then you pull up my roots. I can't believe the pure human arrogance.
It makes us sick and all.
If you persist with frying earth like potato, I'll hit you idiots with a volcano. Quit messing with all my plans. You don't understand.
Rocks become sand in this land. The earth is crying. Oh, it's a sad, sad state of abyss.
And please,
someone, well, they better do something, and they better act quick. I've cried so much I might slip
on their tears.
The earth is crying, and I have been for so damn long. With tears overflowing and my sadness just growing, I can barely make it through this song.
Tears so low.
Thank you, Cassowary.
My heart is heavy. My tears do flow.
As indeed 2 hours. Shall we all take a moment?
Right, where were we?
Let me just...
Are we on to...
Former points, latter points. Oh. Ah, yes. Motivation.
Yes, motivation. There we are.
Are you?
Do proceed.
Furthermore, there is indeed the question of motivation.
Do we accept such human actions as malfeasance?
Willful demonstration of a reckless attitude that is symptomatic of greed, covetousness, or indeed base malevolence.
Or are the humans merely blind to the consequences of their actions, collectively and or individually?
Were we to present them with a new arrangement, beyond that presented all those sunrises ago, would they deign to adhere to it?
Or is more robust action required?
Further discussion will necessarily occur in item 3 of the agenda.
And thus, we draw item 1 to a close.
It has been heard.
It has been heard!
Finally. Took a while. I nearly ascended into a meditative state there.
Magpie, do you have something to add?
Nope. You carry on.
Oh, we will.
Item 2.
Ongoing structuring of the flock.
It has come to our attention that certain individuals have taken it upon themselves to speak as the voice of the flock on more than one occasion.
From whence has such authority been given?
How can such clear violation of our founding doctrines be justified?
Furthermore, said individual has also been observed conversing openly with our prisoners.
Again, no consultation occurred prior to such interaction, and we have no record whatsoever of what was discussed.
This is another clear breach of our regulations.
While the question remains, how should such actions be judged?
And what should be the consequences?
You're talking about me, right?
I believe our descriptions of events should make it very clear as to the principal individual involved.
But why don't you just come out and say it?
Yes! We are talking about you, Magpie.
Bit hypocritical, isn't it? Coming from you two.
Excuse me?
Up there on your perch.
We merely deliver the agenda as it is presented to us.
And we have to take your word for it on that front, do we?
What are you suggesting?
What am I suggesting?
Yes. What are you suggesting?
I think that should be pretty obvious.
How dare you question our integrity?
How dare you?
How dare you question mine?
You're just a little jumped up, Corvid.
You're a pair of overprivileged rats.
Wait. What's that?
Nest of my mother.
We have been found.
We have been exposed.
Let us away.
Yes, so it would appear.
Let us away.
Becoming a bit of a theme, this. Fleeing in terror. How are we ever going to fight back? We need something new. Something different. Whew. Whew. Hang on. Where'd everyone go? How'd they get away so fast? I was right behind them and now... It's so dense in this part of the forest. My wing. It's trapped. And that thing is still coming. It's still coming. Help! Help! Help, help! Help!
The Flock is produced by A Ton of Feathers, with funding from Arts Council England, with scripts and direction by Jack Sanderson-Thwaite, and music, lyrics, and editing by Gecko. In this episode, Shane David Joseph played Sea Eagle and Cassowary. Honora Kamen played Crowned Eagle and Puffin. Winston J. Pike played Magpie, with additional voices by Joanna Van Kampen and Gecko. The cast were recorded at Christchurch Studios in Bristol, engineered by Charlie Flack, with mastering by Ben McCone at Crosstown Studios, London. The podcast cover image is by Lara Hawthorne, with additional thanks to Maeve O'Neill from Rua Arts, Jamie Wyver and the RSPB, Trent Burton from the Cosmic Shambles Network, Green Up Your Act, Tom Marshman, James Perries, and the Bush Theatre.